overweight diners will not be allowed inside the naked restaurant. A woman ends up in the hospital after holding in her farts for 2 years. And some women were arrested for dancing inside a cemetery. These are the weird stories for Monday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian. I have three weird stories from around the world, and I'm Jonesy. Who are you? Obese diners are going to be banned from entering the naked restaurant. But why? The Amrita restaurant is set to open in Tokyo, Japan. They're saying that anybody who's 15 kilograms above the average weight for their height will not be allowed to eat in the restaurant, in the naked restaurant. This restaurant opens July 29th. When you arrive at the restaurant, they ask you to check in your clothes at the door and then to put on some paper underwear that they provide when you arrive. Paper underwear sounds uncomfy AF, I'll tell you right now. Why don't you give us some nice, comfortable silk underwear? I'm sure you charge exorbitant prices to dine in your naked restaurant. As all these theme restaurants do, they charge way too much. So give us some comfy underwear, man. Can't be enjoying my steak when I'm getting a paper cut on my scrotum. It says here, anyone who is thought to be above the average weight for their height will be weighed at the door and then will be ejected if they're deemed overweight. Man, how cruel. Do you hit a trap door button? They just fall through the floor as well, just to give them, just making it an even more humbling experience. Gonna be ejected. Overweight! Ding, ding, ding! You're gone! Wow, this is mean. Okay. Those who are asked to leave because they're too obese will not even be refunded. You gotta give them back their money, bro. You're not gonna refund them their money. By the way, why are they paying up front? I'm curious about that. Is this an all-you-can-eat buffet situation? I need so much more information. Here's a quote here from Miki Komatsu, who's the spokeswoman for Amrita. She told the media, if fat people are allowed inside, it could be a miserable experience for our guests. That's terrible, man. I mean, when you open your doors to nakedness, you're going to get people with warped bodies, man. This is how it is. Have you ever been to a nudist colony or a nude club or a nude beach? The people with the worst bodies go there. For some reason, people with bodies that aren't so aesthetically pleasing want to be the ones to take off their clothes in public. I don't know why that is. But, I mean, you can't avoid it when you're doing a naked-themed restaurant. How? I mean, good luck. You're going to be at half capacity, I think. Here's another quote from this woman, Miki. Guests can see the guidelines clearly on our homepage. You should not be obese. We are aiming for a sort of Roman aesthetic, like the beautiful paintings that you see in museums. Are you going for that Roman aesthetic? So you're going for very tall men with tiny peepees. Is that what you're going for? All those Roman statues that I see. Very tall men with tiny peepees. That's the Roman aesthetic that I'm familiar with. It says here, people with tattoos are not allowed. Come on. You're going to ban people with tattoos? Yes, people with tattoos are banned from the restaurant and diners are asked not to, quote, cause a nuisance by touching or talking to the other guests. So I want to avoid an orgy situation. You can't even talk to the other guests. You can't even give a nice little compliment. Hey, nice bum. Where you from? You can't say anything like that. That's called harassment, Jonesy. It's a naked restaurant, all right? What do you want? I mean, this is already a crazy idea, I think. Of course, this is happening in Japan, which is like the epicenter of weird-themed cafes and restaurants. They have like, you know, the owl cafe where you can drink coffee while an owl perches on your arm. They got the poop museum. I love what they're doing in Japan. They love to take the weirdness up a level, up a notch. But I think if you're going to do a naked theme something, you kind of have to open it up to all bodies. I mean, let's be real here. And it's going to be a better experience when you open it up to all kinds. You know, people aren't going to find it to be miserable. You know, just make it a big naked party. What you should do is combine the naked restaurant with the owl cafe and the poop museum all in one. So you can be naked, you can poop while you're eating, and you can have an owl perched on your shoulder. It seems pretty fun to me. What do you guys think? Would you attend a nude restaurant despite the exorbitant price? Would you be into it? Are you going to be able to eat without distractions in a place such as this? What are you getting out of this is what I want to know. Call my show, 646-450-2012. Call me. A young woman ended up in the hospital for holding in her farts for nearly 2 years. Let's find out why. A barista claims that she landed in the hospital because she held in her farts around her boyfriend for 2 years. Kara Clark is her name. She was at work at the coffee shop when she developed some extreme stomach pain and she was rushed to the hospital. The 19-year-old learned that she had an infection and would have to have her appendix removed immediately before it burst. Oh boy, sounds very serious. She says that all of this was caused by her reluctance to fart around her boyfriend. She's been with her 21-year-old boyfriend, Kyle Duffy, for 2 years. She claims that Kyle was, quote, dying laughing after finding her efforts to hold it in had left her needing surgery. That's not very nice, Kyle Duffy, to laugh at Kara for having nearly an appendix breakage, which could kill you, by the way, if you don't get it serviced. She's just trying to hold in her farts to be pleasant around you, bro. And you're going to laugh at the situation? This is not okay. And this brings up a very important point about relationships and farting. I mean, you want to get to that point where you're comfortable with your partner so that you don't, have to be rushed to the hospital over a fart. It says here, while it is unclear what causes appendicitis, it can be triggered by blockages. For example, by solid waste product that causes an inflammation and pressure building in the appendix. Kara, the star of our story here, she has vowed to just let it out from now on after admitting that she had no idea how dangerous holding in the gas could be. Yeah, Kara, let it out and find somebody who's okay with you letting it out. You know, you want to be comfortable around your partner. I know you ladies are holding it in all the time. I think this is terrible. Her video, she posted a video about this, of course, because she's 19. So anytime you're about to die, you have to make a video on TikTok about it, you know. It's not enough to just die these days. You have to be famous while you're dying. Her video has reached more than 2 million views. Oh, boy. Well, good. It's bringing some awareness to the whole holding in the fart situation, how dangerous that could be. She's got 200,000 likes, with other social media admitting that they also refuse to trump in front of their partners. Trump? Trump in front of their partners? Is that a word for fart? Trump? Never heard that before. Kara is from Ireland. She says, I do hold in me farts, but I don't think I would be in a hospital over it. I'm pretty easygoing other than the burps and the farts, you know. I was at work on Tuesday. I had this real extreme pain in me stomach. I went to the doctor in hysterics. He referred me straight to the hospital. I was in so much pain, I couldn't hold in the tears. My doctor said to me, I'm so, so sorry you're in so much pain, Kara. I was limping when I was walking all over. I was hunched all over from holding in me farts. She goes on and on describing about, I blamed my boyfriend because I would do always hold in my farts around him. We've been together for 2 years. It's still the case. He was laughing, of course. He honestly didn't know what to say. He said, God, people are going to think you're afraid of everything with me, eh? At this stage, I'll just have to let it out from now on. Yes, Kara, let it out. Let out the farts. All of you ladies, let it out. Don't hold it in. This is dangerous. Very dangerous. Much more dangerous than I thought it would be to hold in your farts for this much time. I would even say you need to take it to the other level where you can poop around your partner while they're in the bathroom with you. And it's not a big deal. Everybody poops. Everybody farts. Everybody burps. These are natural bodily functions, and we shouldn't be disgusted or shamed by them whatsoever. And if your partner shames you in this area, then you need to find another partner who opens their arms to you and all your trumps. Never heard that word before. Have you heard trumps to describe farts? This must be an Irish thing, I'd imagine. I thought women referred to them as fluffs, not farts. They're fluffs, right, ladies? Puffs, maybe. They're beautiful fluffs. All right, this is getting disgusting. Yay! Three women were arrested for dancing in a cemetery. Iranian police arrested three young ladies after a video online showed them dancing around in a cemetery. Following the publication of a video on the web of three girls dancing in the cemetery of the martyrs of Naishabur in Razavi, Khorasan province, the prosecutor ordered the identification of these ladies and the arrest of all the guilty parties. Here's a quote from Mohammed, who's the prosecutor. The emotions of the families of the martyrs were hurt. These women had to be arrested. Thankfully, they expressed remorse and apologies for committing this act against social norms. Oh, man, women can't dance in Iran. They can't do much of anything, really. How sad. So how is TikTok going down in Iran? Which, you know, as you know, TikTok is pretty much a platform of dancing videos. So I'd imagine a lot of women are getting in trouble from TikTok in Iran. It says here, though, in case you're curious, dancing in Iran is not actually a crime. But legal experts say that if someone dances in public in Iran or on the internet from Iran in a manner seen as offending public decency, they could face prosecution. Iran's judiciary and security forces are dominated by hardliners, aka men, who launch periodic crackdowns on behavior that they deemed that they may deem un-Islamic. I'd imagine a lot of times against women, unfortunately. Women got it rough over there. There have been several instances, in fact, over the years where Iranian women were arrested for dancing in public or even online. How sad. These poor women aren't even allowed to have any fun whatsoever. Ladies, come to the U.S. Come on over here. All right. You can dance all day. Please. I implore you. We got it's great music. A lot of dance floors. No one gives a damn. We just want you to have a good time. In 2018, 18-year-old gymnast Made Hajabri was arrested and then released on bail for posting 300 videos of her dancing in both Iranian and Western styles on her Instagram page. Wow, so she's just dancing and it could be in her own home, and that's not even okay. Can you imagine? Wow, Iran, get your act together. Sheesh. They are just not letting women have fun whatsoever. It says here also authorities are looking to prosecute the organizers of a Women's Day event that took place in the capital after young girls were shown dancing on stage at this festival. What are you supposed to do? It's a festival. They're not supposed to dance. Are you okay, Iran? I mean, come on. In 2014, it says seven young Iranian women were arrested for dancing to Pharrell Williams' hit Happy in a homemade video that went viral on the internet. Oh, I mean, you can dance on video. Just hope it doesn't go viral. This is like, what's that movie where dancing is banned? Is it Footloose? Something like that. The dancing is banned in the town. And they. It's like over there, it's like 1930. Like they're living in 1930 over there. Ugh, it's just disgusting. Ladies, I implore you, just come on over here. You can dance all day and all night. I will dance with you. All right? We'll shoot video of it for all of our social media. We'll have a great time. Come over to the US. Come and dance with me. I want to dance with somebody. I want to feel the heat. I want to dance with Iranian women inside a cemetery. Cemetery, who? Cemetery, who? Record it on my TikTok. Stupid. You know, just doing some song parodies per usual. Thanks for joining me, guys. I'm caffeinated and I'm happy. Are you? I hope you are. I hope when you listen to my podcast, you get happy. As opposed to the mainstream news. Ew, stinky mainstream news. Time to give thanks and praise in the outro. Someone left me a very nice review on Apple Podcasts Canada. This is from Tara LB-N. I got 5 stars from Tara. Thank you. I'm always appreciative of the 5 stars. Way better than the 1-star reviews that I get quite often. Tara wrote, love the stories, but most of all the commentaries. Good. You get it, Tara. That's what it's all about. It's about the commentaries, right? Anybody can read these dumbass stories. You could just read them on your own. That's why I never understand when someone writes, I just wish you wouldn't talk about them. Just read them. Go get a robot, dumbass. Want someone to read it. Tell Siri to like read it because I think she can. She can read just the text. You don't need any commentary from the Siri. Okay. Tara wrote, just stumbled across your podcast last week and love listening. Your commentaries are hilarious and always make me laugh. Thank you for making my days just a little brighter. Ah, such a short, sweet review. I love it so much, Tara. Thank you so much. Another Canadian convert to Weird AF News. I got a lot of fans in Canada. I think people in Canada are pretty amazing. People in Canada get me. I mean, I should go up there and spend some time. Just, you know, I got to wait for global warming to really go over the edge there. So, I mean, I want it to be very warm up there before I visit. I'm just kidding. I would go. I'll go in the summertime. I mean, I'm sure it's lovely. Anyways, thank you, Tara, for that amazing, lovely review on Apple Podcasts Canada. You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts, on Amazon as well. I got a pretty bad, kind of a bad Amazon review. Let me read this one. Let me find it first. Here we go. We have Stephanie, who gave me 2 stars, which is better than 1 star. Thank you, Stephanie. How generous. She wrote, I know you're trying. Okay, I'm trying. Yeah, well, I'm more than trying, Stephanie. It's over 1,000 episodes, but okay. She wrote, I really enjoyed your podcast until today. I understand your comedy might not be for me, so I can't judge, but I felt a bit bothered once you made a slow reference to yet another Florida situation. Aren't you moving there? Well, good luck. First of all, she clearly only listened to 1 episode. Yeah, we do Florida Fridays, girl. Don't you know? Did you even read the description of the podcast? It says daily weird news from around the world. And on Friday, it's Florida. Like, the people just diving into things without knowing what they are. And then, of course, my moving to Florida was a total April Fool's joke, which means you didn't listen to the next episode where I said, April Fool's, it's a joke. Okay, people that leave reviews after only listening to 2 episodes, that's the way to do it. I got a new Patreon. Yeah, that's right. Someone joined the Patreon named Luis Marez. And so I want to welcome Luis to the Patreon. Thank you so much for joining the Patreon and showing your support on a whole new level, supporting the show by buying Jonesy a cup of coffee a month. What a great way to support Weird AF News, keeping me caffeinated, keeping the stories flowing, just like the coffee's flowing, just like the caffeine is flowing through my veins as I slowly have a heart attack in a closet. What a way to go. He died in a closet. Wow. Mom's going to be so proud when I have a heart attack in a closet. I have to explain myself. I'll be dead. I won't be able to explain myself. What was he doing in a closet? Why were there names on the wall? Was he a serial killer? Did he kill all these people? The names on the wall? Yeah, if someone just found me, found my closet, they'd be like, this is a serial killer who put all the names on a wall. That's what they do, right? I don't know. I watched some serial killer documentaries and they do stuff like that. Anyways, thank you, Lewis. If you guys would like to join the Patreon, like Lewis did, and support me, go to patreon.com/weirdafnews or go to weirdafnews.com and click on the Patreon banner or download the Patreon app on your smartphone and then do a search for Weird AF News. It's the only one. And then you can, yeah, support Jonesy in the show. Be a supporter, also known as a producer, kind of. Get your name on the wall. That's pretty cool. If you'd like to do something that's free for me, you can leave me a review on either iTunes or Amazon, or even Spotify allows you to give some stars if you'd like to give me. I'd appreciate it if you gave me 3 or more. That's pretty good. 3 means you're right in the middle. It means I'm average. And, you know, I think that's appropriate. So, yeah, please do that. If you don't have the ducats to support the show on the Patreon, just leave a review. Hopefully it's positive. You can even write something. And I appreciate that. I appreciate all of you. Thanks for joining me again. I hope you had a lovely weekend and enjoyed that Florida Friday episode. I thought it was a good one. Thanks to everyone who wrote to me over the weekend and sent me Florida stories as well. Appreciate all of you.
Oh, yes. Hello, Jonesy. This is Stephen Hawking calling. I am a theoretical physicist, and at the time of my death, I was the director of theoretical cosmology at the University of Cambridge in England. My purpose of my call is to let you know that I was wrong about certain things, and one of those was the existence of God. Yes, he definitely exists, and I can attest to that because I am in heaven right now calling you on Earth to let you know that the story you did last week about NASA scientists beaming out the location of Earth into deep space is absolutely a fruitless effort. There is no reason to do that because there are no aliens. God made the heavens and the earth, and he made the mankind in his own image, and he made them only to inhabit Earth. There are no other beings out there. There are no aliens. And so this would be a worthless effort for NASA to do. So I'm here to let you know that there are only beings on Earth. And the other thing that I'm calling for is to let you know that my body has been fully restored in heaven. I can walk. I do not need my wheelchair. My electronic voice has been replaced with my regular, usual voice that you're hearing now. But man, if we have unfinished business on Earth, because man has a soul, we can return to Earth as spirits and take care of unfinished business. And I have some unfinished business, and that is the fact that you have been doing a terrible impression of my electronic voice, and I'm here to tell you to never do it again. Otherwise, I will take that unfinished business, return to Earth as a spirit, but I will come back in my wheelchair, and I will use my electronic voice to tell you to never to do it again. And I will come back in my wheelchair, and I will use that electronic voice, and I will knock you down. I will roll over your, knock you down on the ground, and I will roll over your neck with my wheelchair chair, and I will tell you to never use that terrible impression of me again. Now, I will say to you, in paraphrasing Will Smith, keep my electronic voice out of your freaking mouth. Do you understand, Jonesy? Good. I hope you understand and never do an imitation of me again. Hawking out.
Hey, Jonesy. This is Jenny from New Orleans. And what's up? Happy Easter, Jonesy. And you freaking weirdos. I admit it depends on how much a transplant in Walmart would cost whether I get one done there or not.
Hey Jonesy, it's Luna from Texas, and I decided to do the Florida Man Challenge for my birthday, which is September 20th. The article I got when I looked up my date of birth was Florida Man gets probation for picking up and trafficking 41 turtles. Not 40, not 45, 41. 41 freaking turtles. Why 41? Who knows? It's a Florida Man. And since tomorrow is a Florida Friday episode, that popped into my head. And I've been listening to old episodes of your podcast because, like, boredom, nothing better to do. So, yeah. Anyways, yeah. September 20th, Florida Man ends up getting probation for trafficking and picking up 41 turtles. So, yeah, that's fun. Fun fact, Area 51 was apparently formed on my birthday at some point, like 2019 or something. September 20th, 2019 or 2018, I don't remember. Something like that. But, yeah. I bet most of the people storming Area 51 were either Floridians or Texans. Texas is almost as degenerate as Florida. I mean, okay, no, we're not quite that bad, but, like we're not great either. I mean, everyone in Texas has a gun, except for me. I kind of need a gun. I'd probably actually be useful having a gun, unlike half of these Texans. And all of the F Trump flags flying around on people's trucks, I don't understand it. I mean, honestly, my general opinion of politics is F all politicians, just all of them. They all suck. Please don't come at me for saying that. I mean, I equally hate all politicians. Okay? So, yeah, but let's not get this political. Yeah, so a Florida man had apparently picked up and got probation for picking up and trafficking 41 turtles. Okay, how many times have I said that now? You know what? I'm just going to leave you alone. And happy Florida Friday to all people. Okay. Bye, Jonesy, and good luck with your life, man.